When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
I'm excited. I'm happy with where we're at right now defensively. I think personnel and Dave's has done a great job of gathering some smart, tough, and dependable players. And we're going to be in the process of the next three preseason games finding out who's the smartest, who's the toughest, and who's the most dependable. Because all three of those factors are what we're going to build on. So I like where we're at. With that, I'll open up to questions.
Coach, what have you seen so far from the secondary, the youth part of the secondary, and that communication level?
I've told Rome, and I've said this already, I think he's the best secondary coach here in the league. I love our first group of secondary players, and now we just got to keep building on depth of that secondary. And I love how they compete. I love how they practice. And I'm excited to see them play, against another team, So it's going to be fun to watch. So that'll be a process, and I'll keep you all up to date on that. But I really love how they compete.
Wink, along those lines, how much fun is it to have a player like Julian and move him around?
Yeah. I mean, those guys that you can move around are fun to coach because the number one thing is how smart he is, how football smart he is. So, he understands little things and it's a valuable piece to have when you're putting a defense together in this league.
Wayne, you came in with a very well-established reputation for how you run your defense. Have you had to change anything based on the personnel that's here, or do you kind of just say, this is what we run and we'll make it work?
No, I think you're always changing to your personnel, and I think that's not only a weekly thing, it's a daily thing, to finding out who's available and put them in the best positions that you try to put them in, and I think that's the strength of our package. It's very flexible in that way.
Wink, we've seen Kayvon Thibodeau running free a lot out here. That's to the layperson's eyes. What in particular has impressed you? I presume you've been impressed by him, maybe not, I don't know. But what has impressed you about him? How would you assess how he's done with the less obvious things?
I think that he's come in and went to work. That's what impresses me the most. He's just went to work and it's all about football. And he's very smart football-wise. It's like I was talking about with Julian. He's a smart football player, and I'm just excited to see where his growth takes him. He's got to, keep working on his techniques and fundamentals. You see Drew over there working with those guys daily, and he's not afraid to repeat a drill once, twice, sometimes four times, because he knows he wants to get better and he knows where he wants to be. So I've been really pleased with him.
Blake Martinez aside, how do you look at your inside linebackers? Because there's a lot of youth there, and obviously Blake missed a lot of time last year.
I think that the inside backers, and I've told them this, it's open competition. Someone needs to go up and grab that spot. I've been real happy with, what Tay has done because he's had the most reps. And, he knows the things he needs to work on, but he's really standing out as far as running the football. The rookies are rookies. It's one of the toughest positions to play coming in as a rookie is especially the Mike backer. We're putting DB at right now, whenever Blake's reps run out. They've accepted the challenge and accepted me. That's a position I've coached in this league forever, so I'm the toughest one. God bless Eggs. Eggs was with me before though, so that's a good thing about it. He's been with me before, so he knows what I want and how I expect it to look.
Coach, how thin is that line between coaching and competitiveness in terms of going against your own offense every day in practice?
Oh, I mean, I think that we're all competitors. I mean, starting with our head coach, we just play off of him. We all compete. and it's a very thin line. You know what I mean? And you know, like he even said something to me on Friday. He said, "I love the competitiveness, but just stay with me." You know what I mean? I'm like, "All right, here we go." You know, so. But it's been great. I mean, it's been great working for Dave's. It's working with Dave's and all of us together, you know, as a defensive staff.
I know you've done it in the past, but why safety? Why Xavier McKinney as your, you know, the guy with the green dot and the play caller?
Well, I don't think that's written in stone yet. You know what I mean? But I've always thought that to survive in this league, you got to look at everything. And just because something's always been done one way doesn't mean that's the way you have to do it. And, you know, so that could change week to week on who we have the green dot. But the biggest thing is to get them all communicating. Because if you look out there, it's not just X, it's Julian Love has one. You know, and then we mix in some linebackers and things like that. So just reminded me, I got to turn in the green dot list for the New England game. Thank you.
So wait, real quick, can I follow up on that for 1 second? But having a guy in the back, then, you know, when you want to shift guys up front or you see something up front, there's a little bit of a gap. I think that's why generally the middle linebacker has been the guy.
Here's the beauty of it. I mean, generally, if you're just speaking the National Football League, yeah. But that's not saying that's the best guy to wear. You know, it's one of those things that you pass it forward, then the Mike does what he'd done if he'd got the call himself. You're just echoing at one level. The other thing is, too, is if Dex was going to play every play, Dex or Leo was going to play every play, they could wear the green dot. I mean, that's how smart they are. So I just can't tell you that, you know, how excited I am looking for this season, you know. It was great being out there at MetLife Stadium. You know, I've been here as a visitor, but it was awfully great to, you know that this is our home and feel the energy because it's one of the best stadiums there is. As far as the fan base, and it's real exciting.
Wait, speaking of the secondary, why had we've seen at slot corner? We kind of thought it was going to be an open competition, but Darnay's got pretty much all the first team reps. Why is that?
I don't even look at them all just first team. What I like about Nay is, I mean, A, he's been productive while he's in there, and B, he wants to go against the best every time he gets into one on one reps, and I love his toughness. You know, I call him Dirty 30. I just love his toughness. And I'm not saying he plays dirty, guys. I'm just talking about how he embraces the grind of practicing every day and doing things right and asking the right questions. And, you know, he's got some qualities that we haven't had before at that position, you know. So.
Wait, how has Brian Cox done so far? And, you know, in his kind of different role, what have you seen from that, and have you worked with him before?
I've known Brian for 20, 25 years. I know Dave's has worked with him a couple different places. I think not only Brian, but the entire defensive staff. I think Brian's done a great job of you know, pushing on the, you know, what we're saying and where we're going with it and how we're going to do it. And it's not his first rodeo. You know, he's a great leader. He's a great teammate. I think he's got a great heart, and he's a good person, and, you know, honestly, he's a good friend. But I can say that, you know, I already talked about Jerome, but, you know, Drew's been with me for 10 years. I think he's a star that nobody knows about in this league, Drew Wilkins. You know, Mike does a great job. Trier does a great job helping Rome in the secondary. You know, Kevin's doing a great job with Eggs. Eggs and I were together, and Eggs was with Dave's. But the bottom line of it is the whole entire defensive staff. Dave's done a great job of hiring assistant coaches, and I love the process that he went through of doing it.
One more green dot question. Is some of giving?
I was hoping you were saying one more question. I thought that was
green dot. Is part of giving it to Xavier now? I mean, do you want to also see if he can do it? You know, he's
an
ascending leader.
Yeah.
Kind of almost saying, you know, you can take your game to another level, you personally,
yeah,
if you do this.
Of course. And everybody makes a big deal about the green dot. All we're doing is they're just echoing the plays, and we all echo it and communicate. And you put it in different spots during training camp because you want to see everybody communicate, you know. And it's the same thing in the meetings. I know that I run a different style meeting than everybody else, but it's because I want people talking. That's the same reason why, you know, I come up and ask them about their family, how they doing. Just get them talking. You know, so it's a process, and and you get a defense that comes together because they all know each other, and they're not afraid to communicate. They're not afraid to work out problems. They're not afraid to celebrate together. They're not, you know, I mean, it's just in building a unit, that's what you do.
Wink, how early do you start?
Thanks, Dion.
How early do you start preparing for Derrick Henry? Or is your mind not there? Like, are you already putting stuff in for week one?
Well, I mean, right now we're just evaluating players. But I've been in the league a long time and gone against him several times. So I guess preparing, you know, remembering all the scar tissue from when he's hit some runs against us. So I think that, yeah, you know, we have ideas. You know, we've worked on some different things, but not anything specific yet.
Tired of pickup truck bed chaos? Meet Decked, game-changing USA-made full bed-length drawers for tools and gear. Waterproof, dustproof, lockable, secure. Whether you're working, hunting, fishing, camping, or just getting out of town. And introducing Decked Deco Cases. Tough, modular, problem-solving cases built for the truck, job site, campsite, or garage. Say goodbye to random bins and tie-downs. Order now at Decked.com/iHeart for free shipping. Decked, your truck, your rules. Decked.com/iHeart.
Want to increase your salary? Discover your earning potential with CareerBuilder. CareerBuilder.com knows you have superpowers that make you good to your job. They're called skills. And CareerBuilder.com has tools specially designed to help you move up, like CareerBuilder CoLab. Check out resume examples. Learn what recruiters are looking for. Search salaries. And view different career paths based on your skills. You'll be amazed to know how many ways you can use the skills you already have to build your future. Visit CareerBuilder.com.